Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. One in five Christians in Africa face high levels of persecution and discrimination for their faith, says Open Doors International in its 2026 World Watch List, which was released today. The number of Christians around the world in this category is up by 8 million from last year to a record 380 million. And 13 Christians are killed every day for their faith across the world, according to the list, which ranks the top 50 countries where Christians face the most extreme persecution and discrimination. Some of this year's biggest concerns are the violent surge in persecution in Syria, the religiously motivated killing of Christians in Nigeria, the enormous scale of persecution across sub-Saharan Africa, and the global pattern of churches driven underground by surveillance and heavy regulations. North Korea holds the number one spot on the World Watch List for the 29th year since the list was started 30 years ago. Somalia is in second place, with Yemen third, Sudan fourth, and Eritrea in fifth place. This year, Syria jumped from 18th to 6th place, with a massive surge in reported violence towards its Christian minority since the fall of Bashar al-Assad's presidency in December 2024. Thousands of Christians have fled the country. Syria's interim constitution establishes Islamic jurisprudence as the main source of legislation. Vehicles equipped with loudspeakers now roam the Christian neighborhoods of Damascus, exhorting residents to convert to Islam, and several churches have had threatening messages painted on their walls. In Nigeria, the religiously motivated killing of Christians has sharply risen. Of 4,849 Christians known to be killed worldwide for their faith during the reporting period, 3,490 were Nigerian, and 3.4 million Nigerians were internally displaced. The country has drawn international attention following a series of deadly attacks against Christian communities, including the kidnapping of 303 school children and killing of 258 people, mostly women and children, in a Yelwata attack in June last year. This prompted condemnation and then intervention by U.S. President Donald Trump. 14 nations in sub-Saharan Africa are on the 2026 World Watch List, and one in every eight Christians globally lives in these 14 countries. In other news, Gateway News writer G. interviews pastor and author Sipelo about his latest book, A Tribal Altar of Circumcision: Should Christians Bow to It? The topic of traditional circumcision has been in the news, with confirmation by the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs that 48 young male initiates have died during the current summer initiation season. He attributes the circumcision deaths, which sadly are an annual occurrence, primarily to negligence, poor hygiene, and dangerous practices. According to Goduka, the circumcision rite of passage from boyhood to manhood, known among the Xhosa as Ulwaluko, is not merely a cultural tradition, but a ritual involving a blood covenant linked to ancestral worship, something he argues is incompatible with Christian faith. Christians need to understand what they are participating in, he said. He claims that many young men return from initiation schools in a worse condition than when they entered. They come back plagued by lust, alcoholism, and reckless behavior, Goduka said. This happens because they are unknowingly introduced to spiritual forces of darkness. Goduka, who is a Xhosa man himself, disputes the idea that manhood can be instilled through a short initiation period. You cannot teach a boy to be a man in 3 weeks, he said. Manhood takes time, guidance, and the wisdom of a present father. Some pastors are afraid to speak out because they fear losing members, he said. The church is lowering God's standards to accommodate culture. He said that leaders who understand the spiritual implications of traditional circumcision have a responsibility to educate others within the wider Christian, specifically Xhosa, community. Commenting on a trend in recent years in which some churches have adopted what is referred to as Ulwaluko Lwekane, initiating the church way, where traditional rituals are excluded when the initiate returns home, making the celebration more like a church service. Goduka says, there is nothing called Christian circumcision. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.